We're recording. All right. So the second part of the ayah is qalu ataj'alu. Repeat after me. Qalu ataj'alu fiha man yasfiku ad-dima'a. May yasfiku. But this is because it's ghunna. It's idgham ghunna. So you blend the noon and the ya. But it is noon. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. This is the second part that we're going to be memorizing. So we're going to say it together so that you can listen to it in the recording and memorize it. We're going to say word by word first, and then we're going to say it all as continuous sentence or continuous part of the ayah. قالوا أتجعلوا فيها من يسفكوا الدماء ونحن. We have one part here. من يفسد فيها. Sorry, من يفسد فيها. Here, يفسد فيها. من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. So قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها. قالوا after with me. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ويسفك الدماء
ويسفك الدماء
الدماء
الدماء.
قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء. With me. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء. Then the second part. Okay, with me. ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. Now if you have a long breath, if you have a long breath, you can say it all at once. Huh, ready? Get a big breath here. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. You got it all one breath? Good job. Huh? All right, let's do it again one breath. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. Got it? Very good. MashaAllah. All right. Now, the homework, yes. They emailed me the written homework. So, you don't need to collect my email. Did you collect the Arabic homework?
It was in the download section of my email.
You collected it?
You didn't? I like reading it right there because...
Okay, good.
I have the
All right. Now, okay. The next homework, the next week homework is going to be both parts together, which is...
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ.
That is the part that you memorized today, and add the second part. So the homework would be from the beginning of the ayah until وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ.
How long is that ayah?
It's
Surah
Al-Baqarah.
Yes, there's just two words. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. This is the over. The ayah becomes over. But I'm giving it to you a piece by piece so that I don't get excuses that it's too long or too complicated or something like that. All right? Well, part of an ayah in a week, that's a very good easy homework.
Well, I was trying to say the whole
okay. All right. Now let's understand the meaning. Should you learn just how to say the Quran and not understand the meaning? You would be like a parrot. Which is you say to the parrot, "How are you?" You say, "How are you?" I mean, I can get a parrot here and say, he will say, do I want you to be like that? No. Just repeat without understanding? No. I would rather you understand than knowing how to read. You got it? So you need to understand what you are saying. All right. Now, what is happening here? Allah made an announcement. What was this announcement? I am creating a representation on earth. He's making the announcement to who?
Everyone.
The angels. You can see the angels. So the angels replied with asking for clarifications. Asking for what?
Clarifications.
When you don't know the wisdom of Allah, you wonder about his wisdom. So you're wondering, they were wondering about what?
The
wisdom. So they were saying, Ya Allah, are you creating on earth? Are you creating on earth someone that will spread corruption and shed blood? Spread what? Corruption and shed blood. So Allah announces to everybody, all angels, I am creating a representation on earth. As soon as he made this announcement, the angels wondered about his wisdom and asked, are you going to create on earth someone that is going to shed blood and spread corruption? Or in the order, spread corruption and shed blood? That was the question. Now, let's learn a few things about this question. First of all, how did the angels know that? How did the angels know that ahead of time? That humans are going to spread corruption and shed blood? We were not made yet. So, huh?
Because maybe Allah shared plus all the angels have jobs and
Yeah, but they didn't do anything yet. I mean, they, before the creation of Adam, they knew that we humans, children of Adam, were going to spread corruption and shed blood, kill each other. Shed blood means kill each other, wars and murders and all of this. How did they know that ahead of time? Angels don't know the future. Okay? So how did they know ahead of time that we are going to do that? Did we do that, by the way?
Yeah.
spread corruption?
Yeah. We did, of course.
Did we kill each other? Yes. Did we shed blood? Yes. So they knew it. How? How did they know that ahead of time? How? Think. I'll give you a clue. Did they say a similar example before? Did they see a similar example before?
The jinn.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar. So what happened to the jinn? Allah created the jinn and gave them the freedom choice under the influence of temptations. Under the influence of what? Temptations. So they can choose right or wrong. And guess what happened? No. It's not funny. What they did is that they, the whole entire population of jinn, they reached it to a level that the whole entire population of jinn became wicked and evil. They reached it to a level that there was no single good jinn on earth. And they used to eat, the strong jinn used to eat the weak jinn. According to Ibn Kathir in his book Al-Bidayah wa Al-Nihayah, he said that the strong jinn used to what?
Eat.
It's not like eating your property. It's not like eating your wealth, like when I steal it and eat it, like I take it away from you. No. They eat the actual physical jinn. Swallow it like that. It's like, too bad, I'm big, you're little, come. And they eat you. Okay? So that's how bad they went. And Allah sent an army of angels. An army of what?
Angels.
To fight them and to trap them into vacant areas in the ocean. Okay? Siege them there so that they don't have any escape. And they took the chief guy, which is who? Shaitan, Iblis. And they took him with them where? To heaven. Not to Jannah, to the skies, yeah, heavens, like up. All right? So they didn't want to leave him down there because he was really a troublemaker, the biggest troublemaker. So, you know, to keep things in control, they just took him up there. And also Allah had the wisdom of taking him up there. Okay, so you got it now? The first question or the first thing that we wondered about. Do you know the answer now? How did they know ahead of time? Because of what?
The jinn.
Because they have seen the example of the jinn. And it wouldn't take a genius to figure out that there's a lot of similarities between our situation and their situation. We both are being tested. We both are being what?
Tested.
We both have free will. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out that we're going to just basically repeat the same mistakes. Right? So that's why they were wondering, Ya Allah, we have seen it before, and you know, we have seen the jinn, what the jinn did, and we actually had to go down and fight them to like fix them, fight the bad jinn and fix and trap them and make sure they repent and become good jinn and etc. So they said, they wondered, why doing it again? Okay? The answer of Allah, we will understand the answer of Allah, or learn about the answer of Allah next time. But for now, let's learn about the question. Now, what is the word nusabbih? What's the meaning of nusabbih? Nusabbih. Nusabbih. Bihamdik. What is the word nusabbih? It's coming by saying subhanallah. Subhanallah, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is the meaning of... Did you hear the word subhanallah before?
Yeah.
Did you ever figure out what does it mean? Huh?
Subhanallah. I'm thinking...
The easiest translation is... Go ahead.
Allah is great.
Allah's the best. Allah's better. Allah's the best. Now, when do you say subhanallah? You say subhanAllah, go ahead.
When somebody says something that's not true about Allah?
That's right. Something that gives a low image of Allah. Like for example, if somebody says, Allah is too busy, then you say what? SubhanAllah, which means Allah is better than that. If somebody says, Allah is so hungry, what do you say?
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah, which means that Allah is what?
Better than
that. If somebody says, Allah was beaten up and was killed, what do you
Allah
say?
Allah is better than that.
SubhanAllah, Allah is better than that. So when you say SubhanAllah, it means Allah is the best. Allah is better than any thing that describes Him as less than perfect. Allah is what?
Perfect.
He's better than anything that describes Him, better than any description that describes Him as less than perfect. You got it? So, if somebody says, Allah went to sleep, what do you say?
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. So this is the word SubhanAllah. How about the word bihamdik? How about bihamdik? Better than any description that description that describes Him as less than perfect. This is the meaning of tasbih. Bihamdik means the easiest thing is bihamdik is the highest level of thinking. Highest level of thinking. Which one is better? Say thank you or alhamd to you? Alhamd to you, yes. Alhamd to you, because,
When somebody says, when they say alhamdulillah, like you're bringing out all the germs,
yes.
So thank you Allah.
Yes, it's better than thanking. We translate it as thanking, but if somebody opens the door for you, you say what? Thank you, right? That is it's not the way we thank Allah. It's not that He opened the door, did something little for us. It is that He did a lot for us, so we don't only thank Him. We thank Him.
Sorry.
Can I borrow your iPhone? Just put it here. Okay. We thank Him to the highest level of thanking. It's just like thanking to the level of worship. It's like super duper thank you, Allah. You got it? Highest level of thanking. What is Nuqaddis? Purify. Purify. What does purify means?
To clean.
Okay.
Is Malchus, is it derived from Beit al-Maqdis or something? Like,
no, purify or Muqaddis, yes. It's coming from the word Muqaddis. Muqaddis.
But the masjid, the first qibla, isn't that does that mean Beit al-Maqdis, right?
Bayt al-Maqdis,
so
yes.
Is
because
that the same
it is like
house of purification.
Exactly. Exactly. It is like the house of purification. So your Nuqaddis means purify. Okay. Do you purify something dirty or purify something clean?
Dirty.
No.
Both.
Dirty, if it's dirty, do you say purify or clean?
Clean. Oh, okay.
So if something dirty, you say clean. So dirty, if for dirty thing, we use clean. But for clean things, we use purify. 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 Have more. It's like you're already good, but you want to be more good. Which means you already good, but you want to be more good. Yes, better. You want to be, you want to increase, you want to be more good, or you want to be better. So, good, better. So, good, better, what? Go ahead. Already. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Masha'Allah. She's paying attention.
Good job.
No, don't be that. Because people might get the wrong impression about you. Like you're... When you do that, people get the wrong impression about you. Huh? Like they think that you're shallow, troublemaker, noisy, things like that. But you're not. You're not. You're really a good student.
Is he saying something wrong?
No, no, no. He was saying he was like making, being sarcastic about his sister. Okay.
That's what we all think. We all think they're brothers and sisters. But
no. I'm not saying his Muslim sister. I meant.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So we want to be better. Now, can I? Who is the most pure or the infinitely pure?
Allah.
Allah is Al-Quddus. Allah is Al-Quddus. So who is Al-Quddus? Allah. Which is means infinite infinitely pure. Like the purity itself, Allah is so pure, is so pure. There is no one can be more pure than that. This is the infinitely pure, like super duper pure. Now, anybody else is less pure than Allah. Anybody else is what?
Less pure.
Less pure than Allah. Now, if you less pure than Allah, then you're not close from Allah. To get closer to Allah,
you
have to keep purifying yourself. So, the more you purify yourself, the more you do what?
You get closer to Allah.
You get closer to Allah. Okay? So, the more you purify, not you, the more the angel purify themselves, the more, the closer they get to Allah. The more the angels purify themselves, the closer they get to Allah. So you purify yourself more, you get what?
Closer.
You increase the purity, you get what?
Closer
and closer. Now, can humans do taqdis?
What is taqdis?
Taqdis, like nuqaddis lak. Can I say that I am doing taqdis? Can humans do taqdis? Purification? Can humans get to taqdis? Huh? Yes, humans can to do taqdis. Taqdis is for angels? Answer? Answer? No. Humans? Taqdis is for angels only. Purification?
Wait, is it like done by angels or like it's only for angels?
Is only, can only, can only be done by angels. We do cleaning. Humans do cleaning. Cleaning, which is tazkiyah. Not taqdis. Not purification. Which is taqdis. How come I'm saying that? Because taqdis means you already pure. Okay? You already what?
Pure.
And you want to have more purity. So purification applies if you're 100% and you want to be 200%. You got it? And you want to be 300%. Allah is infinite. So you want to keep increasing. We humans don't reach 100%. I mean, only very few people, you know, we're able to get to the 100% level. But we are not among them. We can only do what? Cleaning. Because we clean up the what? The bad deeds. You got it? You see the difference now? So, who can explain the difference to me between cleaning and purification? From what we just said. Just a second. Okay. Who can? Huh?
Okay, so cleaning can be done by humans, but the doctors, they only angels can do.
Exactly. What's the difference between them? Like, why is that?
Because, like, purification gets you closer to Allah.
Yes. Purification means you're pure, but you want to get more purity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And tazkiyah means, or cleaning, means that you are not clean. You're not pure. You want to clean up yourself. You want to clean up yourself. Go ahead.
I was about to say that.
Okay. Who knows how to explain it again? Huh?
Okay, so purification is all about that you're 100% pure, but you want to be closer to Allah because He's the infinite pure, and so you keep on going more and more pure, like praying every second, doing like hig, and then like hijab.
That's right.
But only the angels can do that because humans are not perfect. So we are trying to become clean and not, the angels are trying to become pure.
More pure. MashaAllah. You got it now? That is the best way to explain it. The best way to explain it is that way. You got it? So in order to do purification, you have to first be perfect, right? You have to be 100%. Before you can do, you can say, I'm doing purification. You got it? You have to be 100% first. But usually we humans, barely, barely, very, very, very few humans were able to get to the 100% level. Prophets, for example.
Let alone get to 200%.
Right. But let alone, yes, getting to 200%. That is not, that's beyond our ability. Okay, so let's draw the diagram. Okay, so let's draw the scale. So up to 100% means perfect humans. Negative 100% is Shaitan. And if this is 0%, here's good guys.
Isn't there supposed to be an A before the I?
Where?
In Shaitan.
Shaitan. And bad. Guys. It's okay, it's okay. So you got it? So you can, a perfect human, and this is a shaitan. And then good guys, 0%. Like Allah says, He puts the scale. He puts the scale like that. And then this is good. And this is bad. Okay, so this is for us. For us, you know, for us, we have the good and the bad. Now, how about angels? Angels? So here's infinity. Do you understand this means what?
Infinity.
Trinity, you say Allah. Allah. So, angels. Angels are here. So, we want to go up here. If we go up here, it means cleaning. This is cleaning. Going up here means purification. In Arabic, tazkiyah. Here, taqdis, and here is al-quddus. Now you understand the name of Allah al-quddus? Means the infinitely what? Pure. There is nothing, nothing more pure than Allah. This is the highest level of purity. This is the only, nobody can possibly be more pure than that. Which
isn't
is a Qudus.
Isn't Shaitan infinitely bad?
Huh? There, no, nobody can be infinitely bad. Shaitan is just 100% bad. Pure evil. Like nothing but evil. But humans really don't.
Are mostly like at 0%. They could be good, they could be bad.
Yes, but we're putting here the humans, the bad guys, the good guys. Yes. If you zero, it means you're equal, good and equal, bad, even. Go ahead. Yeah, come here. No, the first homework, the first part is memorize the ayah, and then the second part is what are the things that you can do to make list. List five things we humans can do to clean up ourselves. And then, this is question one, question two. which is clean up is teskeya. Question two, list two things. Angels do to purify themselves. Purify means taqdis. Why do we do tazkiyah, cleaning? And why the angels do taqdis, purification? In other words, for what purpose? For what purpose? What's the objective? Why we're doing cleaning? Why they are doing purification, taqdis? What's the reason they do that? What's the reason? What's the reason? Now you understand why did the angel say وَنَحْنُ and we are. They say what we are. They didn't say they are. Huh? Yes. All right. Here it is.
Love.